T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
This advice from OEM Commissioner Zach Iskol as we deal with a storm today.
The city's activated our flash flood emergency plan. We've also issued a weather alert. We're encouraging New Yorkers to take some additional precautions with the afternoon evening commute. Make sure you're monitoring the forecast.
Yeah, so let's do that right now with AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Really just kind of more of a mist than anything else at this point in time. It's going to evolve into rain at times for the morning commute, and the roads are going to get progressively wetter. The worst and heaviest of the rain, that's going to be reserved for the late morning or midday hours into this afternoon, and that's why we think the afternoon commute is going to be much more compromised. When all is said and done, we're expecting 1 to as much as 2 inches of rain in parts of the tri-state before it ends early tonight. Behind the storm, it dries out later tonight, but expect some strong winds during the day tomorrow. And when I'm saying strong, how about gusts to 40 to 45 miles per hour across the area during the day tomorrow? I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg, New York's weather station, 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM.
The latest on the New York City mayor's race now with a couple of endorsements and two new polls. Let's go to our Glenn Chuck.
In fact, we have a poll that came in overnight here at midnight from Marist with some new numbers here showing Mamdani up 16 over Andrew Cuomo. The lead goes down to 7 if Curtis Sliwa somehow was not in this race, but a couple only days to go here. Now, yesterday's a Quinnipiac survey giving Zohran a 10-point edge over Cuomo, with some pretty clear findings, according to Quinnipiac's Mary Snow.
Voters over 50 is much more competitive. Younger voters, Zohran Mamdani, dominates.
And some other news in terms of endorsements. Cuomo endorsed by former Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Mamdani accepting a boost from the United Bodegas of America.
I'm running on a BEC agenda. It's not a bacon, egg, and cheese. It's bringing economic change.
Now, this endorsement didn't come without controversy. The Bodega Group's co-founder, Fernando Mateo, resigning in protest over this, insisting the group wasn't supposed to be publicly endorsing anyone. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
It appears one Mamdani campaign promise, if it happens at all, would take some time.
Zohran Mamdani's pilot program as an assemblyman for one free bus route in each borough is one thing, but expanding that citywide is another. MTA Chairman Jenna Lieber.
Former governor once said, we campaigned in poetry and we govern in prose. I'm the prose.
In other words, the MTA would have to have a big study to see if it could work.
What might be the financial implications? Again, both capital, if you need more buses, if you need more bus drivers, you know, whatever, as well as operating.
The MTA projects bus fare revenue to approach $1 billion in the next couple of years. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, 1010 Winds has reached out to the Mamdani campaign for reaction to Lieber's comments and is awaiting a response. Hey, some good news in the school bus situation in the city. More than half of the 52 private bus companies have agreed to delay layoffs for 30 days, meaning those companies would be running service come Monday. Yesterday, dozens of drivers packed a public meeting in Manhattan where the city's education panel considered a 5-year contract. Bus driver Christine Ronkin among them.
We carry the most precious cargo until it comes to a dollar.
Parents also showed up, including Denise Martinez.
For these students, the bus is more than just a ride. It provides trained drivers and aides who understand their unique needs.
The panel did not take a vote, so while buses are expected to be running Monday, that could change a month from now. The backup plan includes free Omni cards and rideshare options for eligible students and their caregiver. In the Bronx, a major effort now underway to help hundreds of school kids who would otherwise go without.
85% of the students at University Prep Charter School get governmental food assistance, including Ashanti Jackson's two children.
That number is alarming. Almost 500 students shouldn't be at risk of starving.
The effort is being organized by the high school's assistant principal, Sally Schwab.
We're starting food collection. We're going to do grocery bags and food community nights for families to come eat a hot meal and pick up groceries. We're reaching out to local food sources, food pantries. I mean, just doing everything we can to get ahead of this.
A GoFundMe page is raising money for grocery gift cards she hopes families will have on Monday. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A rabbi in town from Israel sucker punched in what's being investigated as a hate crime in Manhattan. Rami Glickstein says it happened on 38th Street, just blocks from Times Square, when some guy started harassing him and then followed him.
And he started to shout, "Hey, tell me what is your religion? Tell me what is your religion?"
Glickstein telling ABC 7, the man then socked him in the face, sending him falling into a bike lane. He was taken to Mount Sinai with a broken nose and bleeding on the brain, but he insists.
It's not the pain. It's not the punch. It's the thought that a Jewish man like me go safely in this lovely city.
He says he never thought that in a city with such a large Jewish population that this would happen. So far, no arrest. Separately, the hate crime task force is investigating another suspected act of anti-Semitism. That's after a man on a bike spat on a 14-year-old Hasidic boy in Crown Heights. The NYPD now questioning a man in a series of attacks on Asian New Yorkers. One outside Pace High School on the Lower East Side, where a 72-year-old man was punched in the face. In three other attacks, two men were assaulted while a woman was pickpocketed, all while the attacker was yelling anti-Asian slurs. So far, no word on charges, but the Daily News is reporting that the person in custody does have an arrest history. Staffing issues amid the shutdown forced a 75-minute ground stop yesterday afternoon at Newark Airport. That was from 3 to 4:15 and caused roughly 40-minute delays once flights resumed. This is the first week that air traffic controllers failed to get a paycheck because of the shutdown. They have been told they're supposed to show up to work, but it's expected some may call out, either due to the stress or because they are working another job to pay the bills. The New York City Council signed off yesterday on rezoning several spots in the city to, in part, create more affordable housing. One is for the Kingsbridge Armory, which would be redeveloped into an entertainment venue with sports fields, manufacturing, and 450 units of housing. In Jamaica, Queens, it's a rezoning plan designed to transform 230 blocks with 12,000 new homes, including around 4,000 affordable units. The One LIC plan for Long Island City cleared a council subcommittee. Council member Julie Wong.
This gives families and individuals a pathway into having their own room, having a roof over their head, having stability, to have workforce development. There's also 14,000 jobs on the line, especially union jobs.
4,000 affordable units there out of 14,000 planned. The full council vote could come November 12th. So have you checked out the haunted Halloween house in Bay Ridge? This is the brainchild of Austin Ferrazzano, who has transformed his home and tells 1010 Winds.
The decorations, it's a collection built up over years and years. They range from blow mold plastic figures that date back 30, 40 years ago to some new decorations that come out that we buy every year. And even some decorations we make ourselves. I spent the whole summer crafting a giant trick-or-treat basket.
And that's not all.
A lot of them, the animatronics are based on movement or sound, so we like to keep it very much interactive, so things will look at you, move at you, shout at you, scream at you, just like it should be for the Halloween season. It'll scare the pants off of you.
Dylan got a kick out of it.
I was just down the block and the lights caught my attention. She was like, "Let's check it out. Let's see what's going on over here." So glad we came by. It's definitely something unique and something people should definitely check out.
The location, 635 79th Street in Brooklyn. The Village Halloween Parade, a reminder, is on for tomorrow starting at 7 p.m. at 6th Avenue and Spring Street, with the NYPD saying they're ready to keep everybody safe. Drivers should expect street closures between there and up in the Chelsea area. The parade ends at 11 p.m.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go. T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.